On the show today, we have TMG CTO Pam Brodsack talking about, will blockchain change the world? Watch and find out. On today's program, we are talking a little blockchain technology with TMG's Pam Brodsack. How's it going, Pam?
Hi, Mike. It's going well.
Good, good. Glad to have you on the show. And we're talking about a very timely topic here. And you actually wrote a white paper on that called Will Blockchain Change the World? And it sounds like it just might. But for those of us who are still a little hazy on blockchain technology, and I think there's a whole bunch of us out there who are, can you provide us a quick update on the definition here?
Sure, I sure can. Blockchain is one of those words we're all hearing about, right? Yeah. It's in the news, it's in the media. And what is it? Well, it's not really something new. I mean, it's an innovation, not an invention.
Okay.
So it's really a combination of taking a database, making it public, adding in some cryptography, and adding in proof of work, which are rules of the road. Mm-hmm. And it's the combination of those three things, and they've named it blockchain.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's creating quite a stir.
Well, I mean, I think there's still kind of a negative stigma with it, I guess, because of its association with Bitcoin. But I think it's slowly starting to separate from that from in the last like year or so. So I think that might be good news for it.
I think it's very good news because, yeah, everybody thinks Bitcoin and blockchain are the same thing, and they're not.
Right.
Bitcoin is written on a blockchain platform.
Gotcha.
And they're very different. And now IBM and Microsoft, they're all having blockchain as a service, as part of their service offerings. So now a lot of companies are doing blockchain as an R&D pilot type program.
Mm-hmm.
So people are starting to understand that it is a very different technology, and it does have a use. There is a place for it in our future.
Now, so, I mean, tell me about your white paper here. I mean, will blockchain change the world? Will it change the world? I mean, what's going on here?
I think it has the potential. I don't think it's ready yet, but I think it does have the potential, and it's definitely something we all need to keep our eye on. It's kind of like when cloud came out, and everybody started talking about the cloud, and what is the cloud, and some people were really, oh, it's just hosted, renamed. But cloud had a place, and it was coming, and it was a prediction of what was to come, and it has shown that cloud is very important,
yep.
And we're all using cloud services today, just like you and I are right now.
Yep, yep. I mean, is it almost kind of like internet home banking was back in the 90s, I guess, when people were kind of freaking out, like, I'm not going to make a transaction online, are you kidding me? And now we're doing it 50 billion times a day, so is it something like that?
And now you can't live without it. Right, you can't live without it now. So this is going to be one of those when it's developed, when it has maturity to it, but it's very infant right now, and it's coming, and we all need to keep our eye on this.
How is it going to change our, is it going to change our currency system, or is it just basically a platform where money will be moved around it, or is it something like that?
Well, I think it can change a lot of things, and it's going to be used in a lot of industries and a lot of businesses, and it's not just going to be about currency. Now, because of Bitcoin and Ether, those are currency platforms, so they're getting the media attention right now. But what people may not know is that there are all kinds of companies out there piloting blockchain. And if you have a need to share a database, this might be a technology for you.
Yeah.
It's not a technology in search of a problem. We gotta have problems, and then this technology will fit.
We'll solve them. Got it. I kind of like that better. So I think a lot of people will too. Hey, I understand that TMG and your strategic partner, Co-op Financial Services, are working on a Mercator to study blockchain a bit more. Can you briefly tell me about that?
Absolutely. So yes, we have partnered together and working with Mercator to come up with an educational platform so that everybody understands what is blockchain, how can we use blockchain, and how do we evaluate blockchain if it really will work in our business. So together we are creating a matrix that a business can use and go through this business decision framework to decide, is this the right place to apply blockchain in our environment?
Yeah, yeah, it sure sounds like it. I mean, so now how can credit unions, I mean, I think this is the $64,000 question here. How can credit unions use this technology in their business today and then venturing into tomorrow? And you mentioned the problems, you know, what are the problems that it solves?
Well, it does solve a lot of problems. And one problem that it solves is cost. I mean, this might be a way for companies to streamline their business process, because if you have a database of transactions happening here and another company has it happening on their end, the ability to share that and have it be transparent and immutable, that can save a lot of money and cost and process time.
Yeah.
So there is a future for it, but we just have to kind of take a wait-and-see approach right now because we have regulations to deal with. Does it scale? What's the platform? What's the right way to do it? Who's going to decide the rules of the road?
Mm-hmm.
There's still some things that we need to have vetted out. before it becomes mainstream. But it's on its way.
Yeah, I mean, the regulations, that just scares me because of all the things that we've experienced the last few years. It's like, oh no, another tidal wave of regulations for blockchain. My goodness.
Yeah, it's coming. And I don't know if you saw the news lately, but Ether was just hacked. So Ether, Ethereum is a competitor to Bitcoin, and over this past weekend they had a hack where $50 million was moved. So it's still in fit yet, and there's still a lot that needs to the way needs to be paved yet.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, so what are some of the hurdles facing blockchain today? I mean, obviously it's kind of separating itself from the Bitcoin stigma. Are there any other hurdles that it's facing besides compliance regulations, that type of stuff too?
Well, there's certainly, does it scale? Is it reliable? What are the rules of the road? How do we govern that? Those are some of the things that need to be decided before it can become mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
Ownership, you know, who's going to own it? Who's going to get copies of that database? How is all that going to work?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it's also knowledge. How do you apply it, and how do you apply it correctly? Are you going to use a permission blockchain where you only allow certain people in, or is it going to be permissionless? There's a lot of variables here. You know, sometimes there can be so many variables that it's too many variables, and then we don't have a consistent platform. So there's still a lot to come and a lot to be decided.
Yeah, I hope there's not, like, you've heard the term paralysis by analysis. I hope there's not paralysis by too many variables here.
Well, exactly. And that's where I think the regulation will come in, and it will say, this is how we're going to apply it. This is how it can be used. This is how it can be governed. And that will help shape it down into something more manageable.
Yeah, yeah. Do you envision, I mean, what's a timeline on all this stuff to where it's kind of regularly used? Is it like within a 5-year time frame or even sooner?
There's a lot of opinions out there on that. I know like Goldman Sachs and some of the big banks are having this in a pilot R&D type mode. And they're trying it now, and they're trying to find business use cases that this could work and be on the pioneer end of this.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're saying about 5 years out is where this, before this becomes more mainstream, okay, while the governance and regulations work its kinks out.
Yeah. Okay. Very interesting. I mean, this is a topic that's not going to go away anytime soon. I think it's going to get bigger as the days go on. But to wrap up here, where can we find the white paper to get more information, more details on this?
Sure, the white paper's on our website, tmg.global, and there'll be more white papers to come. This is just the beginning of our communication on this.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to reading them. Pam, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us about blockchain, something that's probably on the top of everyone's mind these days, especially in the financial services industry. So we thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.